Tafresh Chaf Tes Sev Beis V'chein Davar Shemakabel Tuma. So to something which is able to receive Tuma, Kegon Shpudim V'Aruchos Amita V'Chol HaKelim, such as any type of beams or anything like that, or any tool of any sort. You can't use it as schach. Even if it broke and therefore it no longer receives tumah, still you are not allowed to use it for schach. The Mishnah Berurah says that this applies to even something which is only makabel tumah on a derabanan level. You still can't use it for schach. The reason that if something broke and therefore no longer receives tumah, that you are not able to use it, says the Mishnah Berurah, since at one point it was able to receive tumah, the chachamim were gozer that you can't use it at all forever. However, those things which were only makabel tumah midrabanan, when they were whole, when they break, you would be allowed to use them. So those things which were makabel tumah midoraisa, when they break and are no longer makabel tumah, you can't use anymore. But something which was only makabel tumah on a derabanan level, when it was whole, even though you can't use it, once it breaks and is no longer makabel tumah, then you would be allowed to use it. Sev gemal sicha bechitzim shein lem beis kibul ksheira sheish lem beis kibul psula. If you use some type of wooden pieces which have an area to accept something and therefore it acts as a tool, so then you'd not be able to use it. But if it doesn't have a beis kibul, then you would be allowed to use it. The Mishnah Berurah though points out that if at one point it had metal attached to it, then it would be pusul even if the metal was removed. And so too, any metal plank which is wide enough that you can place something on it, which is makabel tumah midrabanan, since it's similar to a base kibul, would not be okay. There's a discussion regarding large wooden boxes which are used on lifts to travel from America to Israel, that people bring all their stuff in these huge wooden boxes, so they're only for one-time use. They break them open and they never use them again, so could use that wood. So some say since it was only for one-time use, you would be allowed to use it. Same thing, there are wooden planks that are used to climb up on something when you're building a house. Maybe that's also one-time use, so you'd be allowed to use it for schach. It's a discussion in the postgim. Siv dalit sicha bepishtan. Using flax, so if it was not made wet, and therefore it remains as regular flax, and it's just something which grows from the ground, then you would be allowed to use it. But something which became wet, so then, if you were to put it in water, the Mishnah Berurah says it's pasul midrabanan because it loses its status. It no longer looks like flax, and therefore it no longer has the status of gedulei karka anymore. And also, now it could be used to stuff pillows and stuff like that. So this is a discussion of anything which changes its status. That's what it says in Sif Hey. Also, chaval mshal pishtam psula, shal gam mshal siv ksheira. So if they're roast made out of pishtun, you're not allowed to use them either, because they have changed their tsura, their form has changed, and they no longer look like gidule karka. There's a discussion in the poskim, what if you change something's colors? Would you not be allowed to use that either? If you dye a certain type of material, so would that now be nishtana tsura, so changed its form, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to use that either? However, most poskim say that even if it was dyed, you would be allowed to use that. However, some say that if it was covered in gold, then you would no longer be allowed to use it, as that is considered nishtana tsura, so and can't be used for schach anymore.